This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Mission Network News, a new study confirms Black and Native populations are at higher risk of COVID-19 complications than their white peers. Hope seems like a lost commodity in Native communities across the United States. We all had our lives turned upside down by this past year and a half, but on the reservation, you're talking about an infection rate and a death rate that is 3 times that of any other people in this country, Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains. It's been a real tragedy. On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries wants to infuse young people with the hope of Christ at the Warrior Leadership Summit. Warrior Leadership Summit is a 5-day leadership conference that equips and empowers young Native leaders to grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. Festivities begin July 1st. We had one leader last year who said, "This is the only week of the year that our kids have hope," Hutchcraft says. "This is the critical nature of this moment, to bring young people together who have been locked down more than most of our communities, who have been disconnected and in difficult situations. They can look around a room full of Native young people and go, 'I am not alone,'" Hutchcraft says. "At a time when grief has been laid upon grief on the reservations, we have a chance to convene at a place that is all about hope." According to a CIS News service, the rate of support for the State of Israel among evangelicals between the ages of 18 and 29 has declined by more than half between 2018 and 2021, from 69% to 33.6%, according to a study that will be presented Thursday at Tel Aviv University, as cited by the Jerusalem Post. It seems that the Israeli government's decision to abandon large segments of the liberal, progressive democratic public and gamble only on the evangelicals might end up costing us dearly, said Dr. Yoav Fromer, head of the Center for the Study of the United States at Tel Aviv University, in partnership with the Fulbright Program in response to the study. The Jerusalem Post says the research will be featured as part of a university conference called "The Americanization of the Israeli Right." The research was conducted by Dr. Moti Imbori and Dr. Kirill Bumin of the University of North Carolina at Pembroke among 700 evangelicals aged 18 to 29. Although the 2018 study included evangelicals of all ages and showed that overall support for Israel among evangelicals stood at 75%, the current study did not include other ages. The Jerusalem Post article says there was also a striking increase in support for a Palestinian state, the study showed. Some 44.7% supported the establishment of the Palestinian state today versus only 35% 3 years ago. According to Mission Network News, in 2014, Shafkat and Shagufta, a Christian Pakistani couple, were sentenced to death for alleged text messages blaspheming against the Prophet Muhammad. After 7 years on death row, they have now been acquitted due to a lack of evidence. "The case against them was always flimsy," says Nehemiah of FMI. "He knows a couple and neither can read or write. Plus, the text messages were written in English, a language they do not know at all. Instead, a Muslim neighbor framed Shafkat and Shagufta. And as in many other cases, this case was also based on some personal grudges, and they just made it look like they committed blasphemy." A high court in Pakistan finally took notice of the plot against this couple. Unfortunately, much damage has been done. The years in prison have taken a toll on the couple's health, and they have lived separated from family. just this new service. Around 300 pastors have died due to coronavirus in the state of Mexico alone. The government's Religious Affairs Unit of the state of Mexico has reported that 270 evangelical pastors have died due to coronavirus in that region of the country alone. According to data from the Regional Religious Affairs Unit, the death toll exceeds 8% of registered evangelical ministers in the area, as reported by Evangelical Focus. The figure represents 8.4% of the 3,200 registered evangelical ministers in the area. So far in the pandemic, 72 priests and 15 Catholic nuns have also died in this specific state. Toluca and Tlalnepantla de Baz, two of the most populated cities in the state of Mexico, have registered the highest number of deceased pastors and priests. According to Mission Network News, more than 100 people groups in Sudan have never heard about Jesus and lack access to his life-saving truth. A handful of believers from one unreached people group, the Masalit, reached out to Unfolding Word last spring. They don't have any scripture material in their language, and they need someone to do Bible translation, Unfolding Word CEO David Reeves says. The pandemic put meetings and project planning on hold, but the Lord kept working. Today, the Masalit Christian population has more than doubled, Reeves says. Initially, we heard there were 6 believers. Now there are over 20 of them. This year, as soon as he had the opportunity, Reeves met in person with Masalit believers. I went to Sudan to meet them face to face, understand this church networker's desires, how we can help them, he explains. There were 4 unreached people groups represented in the room, Reeves continues, explaining how the Masalit eagerly anticipated working with others in this frontline effort. Many resemble the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, he adds. Working alongside church networks in Sudan, Unfolding Word will teach Masalit believers how to do church-centric Bible translation. According to Assist News Service, nearly 20 inches of rain fell this week, and flooded waters damaged more than 200 homes in the Deep South, with many areas still inaccessible until the waters recede. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team has deployed crisis-trained chaplains to Dumas, Arkansas, and Mount Bayou, Mississippi, as the areas received massive amounts of rain, resulting in severe flooding. Teams of chaplains will provide emotional and spiritual care alongside Samaritan's Purse in each of the 2 regions. Our hearts, our thoughts, and our prayers go out to the individuals in this area who have been impacted by varying degrees with a staggering amount of rainfall that has damaged or destroyed many homes, said Josh Holland, Assistant Director of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team. God's Word says that He is with us in the floods, physically and spiritually. And we pray that people in these areas will know that God loves them, even in this painful time. We have crisis-trained chaplains who will be available to share God's love and the hope found through Jesus Christ in life's most difficult times. According to Charisma News, standing at the foot of a towering billboard, one Oklahoma man squinted into the shining sun to see a man dangling from the bars of the sign above the highway. The Good Samaritan was able to coax the man down from the precarious position where he had perched for nearly 7 hours with the simple truth, God loves you. Rick Joel told News Channel 8 that his son first noticed the man in distress. The highway was closed because of the incident, but Joel located a path under a bridge. While trying to reach the site, he felt the Lord call him to go talk to the man and see what help he could offer. I stayed over here and prayed for 15 minutes when I first got here. And then my son says, look over there, Dad. There's a cross right behind him, Joel said. His son pointed to a giant cross that sits next to the billboard, usually illuminated during the holiday season. I just started talking to him, and I told him there was more to life than what he was doing, and that God loved him, Joel explained. He looked at me and I told him to throw me his cigarettes. He threw me those. I said, throw me that rope. He threw me that rope and I said, now get down from there. I said, they are going to help you. He headed down. Simple. It's crazy. Joel expressed his thanks that the man was safe and he was able to help. Looking at it from my perspective and his loved ones, no matter who he is or what's going on in life, there's always tomorrow. There's a better day ahead for us, Joel said. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart and He will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.